for a second time would result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interest which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the meeting by hanging up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on the item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure if you wish to speak on an item, use the instant messaging facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in as listed. Members should ensure their cameras are switched on when speaking. Cameras should also be switched on when a vote is being taken. I would remind members to keep their instant messages to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question, type P if you wish to propose, type S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. In the event that two councillors propose at the same time, the person who proposed first will be taken as the proposer, and the person who proposed second will be recorded as the seconder. Okay, thank you for your patience in that. Trina, I just want to check with you about turning on the instant messaging. I have a list of people. Remind me again where, if you would, where the instant messaging, where I can see it come up.
Oh yeah, if you
top Rona beside the participants list, you should have a small
speech bubble.
Yeah, if you click on that, it'll show you.
That is. Okay, thank you. Okay, as I said, everybody's welcome to the meeting. I'd like to take any apologies.
Chair, Councillor Gibbons is just trying to get on. He's having a bit of difficulty with his Wi-Fi, so he's hoping to be able to join the meeting.
Okay, thanks, Sarah. Any other apologies? No. Okay, thank you. Any declarations of interest? Okay, I take it there are no declarations of interest. Thank you. The following items will be taken in closed session. Item 3, Statement of Accounts 2019-20. And item number 4, the NIAO draft report to those charged with governance. Therefore, item 3 and 4 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 Local Government Act Northern Ireland 2014, information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, and the public may be, by resolution, be excluded during this item of business. So therefore, could I have a proposer and a seconder to go into closed business, please? So proposed by Councillor Casey and seconded by Councillor Sharvin. Thank you very much.
Sorry, just waiting on the recording starting. Everything's good to go today.
Okay, thank you, Sarah. Just to update the committee on what was agreed during closed business. In relation to item number 3, the Statement of Accounts 2019-20, on the proposal of Councillor Casey, seconded by Councillor Byrne, it was agreed to note the status of the audit of the Statement of Accounts 2019-20 and approve the audit accounts, including the annual governance statement, for signing by the Chairperson of Council and Chief Executive. And on the proposal of Councillor Casey and seconded by Councillor Byrne, it was agreed to note the contents of the NIAO draft report to those charged with governance 2019-20 and accept management's rationale for not adjusting the misstatement identified in the report.
Sorry, Chair, can I just say Councillor Gibbons has tendered an apology. He couldn't get on to the meeting. And also there was an apology received just after the meeting started from Councillor Enright.
Thank you very much, Sarah. Okay, members, if members are content, I think that draws our meeting to a close. Thank you very much, and I wish you all well, especially in that bad weather. It is, the ice is still on the trees where I am and the frost, so hopefully you're not too bad down where you are. And take care and stay safe, and happy Christmas to everybody, and see you all in the new year.
Indeed, sure.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you very much.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you.